Ukraine and Russia have finally reached an agreement to ship millions of tons of grain and fertilizer to the rest of the world. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the architect of the deal, has praised the two countries for setting aside their differences.
And let there be no doubt, this is an agreement for the world. It will bring relief for developing countries on the edge of bankruptcy and the most vulnerable people on the edge of famine. The initiative we just signed opens a path for significant volumes of commercial food exports from three key Ukrainian ports in the Black Sea: Odessa, Chernivtsi, and Yuzhny. The shipment of grain and food stocks into world markets will help bridge the global food supply gap and reduce pressure on high prices.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine in February, global food prices have increased and several countries are facing famines. Turkey, which helped to facilitate this accord, will host a joint coordination and control center in Istanbul to oversee the grain exports.
We all know that there will be no losers in a just peace. I sincerely wish that this joint step that we are taking today in Istanbul with the Russian and Ukrainian sides will be a new turning point that will revive hopes for peace. No matter which way the developments in the field take, the war will eventually end at the negotiating table.
As guarantors, the UN and Turkey have signed two separate agreements, one with Russia and one with Ukraine. Presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak has emphasized that Kyiv's obligations are only to the UN and Turkey, while Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has promised Moscow won't take advantage of the deal. The parties have agreed that Russian naval ships will not accompany vessels into Ukrainian ports, and if necessary, the cargo will be jointly inspected in Turkish waters.
Bringing Russia and Ukraine together has been no easy feat. It's a diplomatic high point for Antonio Guterres in his 5 years as UN Secretary General. But in order to achieve its goal of eliminating hunger, the agreement will need to be executed in full. That's why he'll be monitoring procedures closely. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.